This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. The Federal Paycheck Protection Program is starting to send funding to small businesses and nonprofits throughout Colorado and the nation. The loans will help businesses pay their workers and support their operations. Nearly 29,000 PPP loans have been approved in Colorado for a total of close to $6 billion. Nationwide, nearly $250 billion is being paid out through the program. The Colorado Division of Insurance warns consumers about high-pressure attempts to sell health insurance. Unscrupulous agents and marketing organizations are preying on COVID-19 fears to sell health insurance that can leave consumers stuck with large medical bills. These agents or salespeople use calls, texts, emails, or internet ads to market their products. They use high-pressure sales tactics and mislead consumers about what the plan actually provides. Many have limited benefits and are likely to leave people with huge medical bills in the event of a serious illness like COVID-19. Watch out for insurance offerings that seem too good to be true, require immediate action, or have fictitious names such as Trump Care. Don't give personal identification information to anyone. One way to protect yourself is by requesting an insurance agent's license number to verify that the agent is actually licensed to sell insurance in Colorado and that they don't have any complaints against them. Western Slope schools are making plans for the rest of the year. The Delta County Independent has a roundup. The Delta County Schools Board of Education met virtually on Tuesday, April 14th. They will make decisions about commencement and the rest of the school year by April 27th. In-person instruction may resume on May 4th if Governor Polis lifts restrictions. Cedar Ridge High School is meeting virtually with seniors to plan a virtual graduation ceremony. At Paonia Junior and Senior High School, the intent is to keep the May 18th graduation date. Hotchkiss High School also plans to keep its planned date of May 19th. Olathe High School and Montrose High Schools both have scheduled graduation for August 9th. The hard freeze Monday night was a major blow to fruit growers on the Western Slope. In Grand Junction, the low was 19 degrees as an Arctic cold front passed through. That's a new record low, 2 degrees below the previous record set in 1933. Low temperatures in the North Fork Valley also fell well below 28 degrees, the point at which serious damage to buds occur. Many farms ran wind machines Monday night to keep air circulating and pull warmer air down to the trees. Some residents mistook the sounds of the fans for approaching government helicopters. This is KVNF News.